Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
My man, I got to tell you, I just got done watching this new movie, MVP, and you got me feeling all kinds of emotions, thinking a lot.
I love it. I love it. I appreciate that, Gentry.
Our guest right now, he did two pumps in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, a decorated Army Green Beret, comes home from war, walks on, not easy to do, on the roster at University of Texas. Hook 'em horns, by the way. Then competing at an NFL level and getting an opportunity with the Seahawks. Some kind of story, and now he is acting. Tell me about how long you've been working on this film.
Man, you know, this film, I've been working on it for my whole life in some ways. We started writing it a couple of years ago, and it's based off of, you know, the charity Merging Vets and Players that I co-founded with Jay Glazer, which started in 2015. So really, we started there because this movie is all about those stories. It's real veteran and athlete stories. It's like everything that you saw on screen there was something we've heard at one of our huddles at MVP. We've got 8 chapters around the country in LA, Las Vegas, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, Seattle, Dallas, now Phoenix. And we've got thousands of members, you know, veterans and athletes alike that did so much overseas and so much on the playing field. And then when they lose that uniform and lose the locker room and that sense of purpose and mission, it's hard for them to recover and kind of move forward. And this movie really highlights that. You know, it's about a homeless Marine who lost a lot of guys overseas to war and even more to suicide since he's been back. And he meets an NFL player first year out of the league who feels like a bust, you know, and he didn't do enough. And granted, we never compare war to playing sports. That's not what this is about. So we're talking about the uniform and the locker room and, you know, the feeling that you'll never be great again after you're in your 20s and 30s, and you got to move on with your life. The athletes and veterans have that in common, and that's what the story's about. That's what MVP's about, the charity.
Yeah, the one thing I took from the movie is this past weekend, the NFL season kicks off, stadiums are packed, big ratings on TV, big checks for these players. But from the perspective of a military vet, you can't really compare battlefields with ball fields, and that's a line from the movie, but I could clearly see how this could affect a veteran of the military when they come home from active duty to a little bit of resentment. The American person, average person, is a huge fan of Patrick Mahomes, but probably doesn't know much about a Nate Boyer when he first comes home from active duty.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't disagree with that. I mean, granted, there are, you know, a million people serving in the military, and there's way fewer playing professional sports at that level, especially in the NFL. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're not in it for the money. That's for sure. You know, the ones that do serve, you know, we're in it because we believe in something bigger and something greater and that's important. But I will say, you know, sports are a huge part of society and a huge fabric of American culture. And when I was overseas, when I was on my first deployment in Iraq, it was during football season and I was going through a really tough time. I was going through a lot, you know, we were obviously at war, and I had some stuff in my personal life going on back home. It was just tough. And football got me through it. I mean, I was watching Monday night football games at 9 a.m. Because we're 8 hours ahead, you know. And it was, at 5 a.m. because we're 8 hours ahead. And it was, you know, it was special to me. It was something that I really mattered a lot. And I was just... I was fortunate to have that. So there is like a common bond a lot of these athletes and vets share. But you're right, you know, from that other perspective, the game, you know, sports and war, and yeah, those are very different things. But you do have to sacrifice a lot to play sports at an elite level. And it's a very different type of sacrifice from the military, of course. But we look up to them. There's a mutual respect between those two groups. And in some ways, they're heroes to each
other. Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Dear teens out there, like you, I also thought vaping was cool, but I was proven wrong when my life changed entirely. I thought I was going to have the best year with my cheerleading squad, but it's hard to cheer with just one lung. And I thought vaping wouldn't affect the ones I love, but my mom had to give up everything to take care of me. She watched me begin to die next to her.
It's time to talk about vaping. Watch Walker's full story and get the facts at thefactsnow.com.
Another thing I took from the film, Nate, is that the term that so many of us say so easy, it just rolls off of our tongue, very easy for a civilian like myself to say, thank you for your service. You know, all this time I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing when I see a member of the military. I thank them for their service. But there's some characters in this new movie, MVP, starring our guest, Nate Boyer, that they don't really look like, at that as like a huge compliment, kind of like it's like an underhand toss. Is that, well, how should we be addressing former military members? What's the best way? No, I feel like a jackass now, Nate. You made me feel bad.
You know what I mean? No. I'm sorry. That's not the intent. I do appreciate that. And I think most people that share that sentiment do mean it. But I think there's also a certain population that, you know, they do some stuff like that out of obligation. You know what I mean? And that's all, because I think it's in the movie, the way that it's sort of, you know, there's a lot of jest towards that phrase is because, you know, as vets, we do hear it a lot, and sometimes it does feel like lip service. But at the same time, like, I honestly would rather have that than people not care, not say anything at all, or, you know, these poor guys came back from Vietnam, you know, and just the complete opposite reaction. So we are very, very lucky to live in a time and a society where people do respect veterans for the most part. And I am proud of that. But yeah, in the film, that the thank you for your service thing, I think a lot of vets feel that people will maybe say that and feel like they did their part. You know what I mean? And the reality is, what we really need is people to give us a chance. You know what I mean? To maybe mentor us and help us out when we get out of that military and we're trying to figure out what we're doing next. Help guide us, give us an opportunity. Like most of us, we're willing to start in the mailroom just like everybody else. We just don't really know how to start. We did this, you know, this military thing for so long, and we're just accustomed to things happening a certain way. In the civilian world, the real world is just different. It doesn't operate in the same manner. So we need that guidance. And I think that's more what that's about. Like, you know, show me by your actions that you're thankful for my service more than just telling me.
Very nice. Our guest, Nate Boyer, part of a very powerful film called MVP, where it doesn't stand for Most Valuable Player. It means Merging Vets and Players. That's an organization that our guest has teamed up with Jay Glazer to found, and we'll talk about that coming up. But I'm curious, Nate, what's tougher, boot camp, NFL training camp, or putting together a movie? Which is the toughest one to do of the three?
The movie.
Seriously? Acting is tougher?
I don't know about acting, but I mean, I directed this thing.
And, yeah, you did a lot with this
movie. There's a lot of pictures, and we had no budget. So in this situation for this movie, in some ways, it was the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm not kidding. I've been to war several times. I've been in firefights. I've lost people I've served with. You know what I mean? And those are incredibly tough things to deal with. But no, I'm joking. I mean, honestly. They all are difficult in their own right. Like in the military, I mean, even tougher of the basic training for me was going through special forces training. I mean, that was mentally, physically, emotionally, that was the toughest thing that I've ever been through. But honestly, in NFL training camp, because of the athletes, because of the speed and the size of these guys, it's a different type of challenge because I was so undermatched, you know, when facing these people. And then with this movie, it was just like, I was so worried I was going to screw it up and tell our story wrong and not, you know, accurately reflect what a lot of us are going through and a lot of us are feeling. So in that regard, it was very hard. It was very challenging, and it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. because I was so afraid to not get it right and let people down, you know, and that was my biggest fear, and it still is. I mean, this thing comes out Wednesday night, so it's not out yet. And so the jury's, you know, the jury's still out on it, but we'll see. You know, every veteran portrayed on screen is played by an actual veteran, which I'm really, really proud of. So many of these athletes that are in the film, I mean, they're telling their own stories. Tony Gonzalez, Randy Couture, Howie Long, Strahan, you know, the guys that made cameos, even Jay Glazer. Like, when they're talking about they're talking about their real stories and their real struggles. And that was important to me. Even Dan Loria, the guy that's the barracks administrator in the film.
From the Wonder Years.
Yep. That guy, he's a Vietnam vet. That guy was in Vietnam. Like, it was so cool just to be able to make that happen. And then most of the people behind the camera were veterans as well. So, like, the one thing I'm proud of more than anything is that it's us telling our own story. And that was super important. It was a very collaborative project, man. It was not Nate Boyer doing that by himself by any means. It was like this incredible team that we were fortunate to be able to put together in the middle of the pandemic and just make something happen, you know?
You really did assemble the dream team. Like you said, it's a star-studded cast and, of course, behind the camera as well. You got Sly Stallone involved in this. What did you learn from Sly Stallone during this process?
So Sly was, I mean, he's amazing. He the way we got connected to him, so he started training at Glazer's gym, Unbreakable Performance Center, which is you see in the film. That's where we really started MVP. And he heard about Emerging Vets and Players and what we were doing. And he came down to one of our sessions one night, one of our huddles, where we'll work out for about 45 minutes and then we hang out for another 45. And we talk through our stuff. You know, it's a very raw, emotional, at times, meeting. You know, it involves peer-to-peer coaching between the athletes and vets. And Sly joins us, and this guy, you know, he played John Rambo, maybe the most prolific Green Beret of all time. Excuse me. And he tells a story about how, because in the book, in the original book, in First Blood, Rambo dies. He doesn't survive. And, you know, his problem with that was that it just wasn't a lot of hope for these vets. I mean, when they shot that film, you know, we still, like, Vietnam was the most recent war, and a lot of those, you know, those veterans didn't get treated like I got treated, like a lot of us got treated in this day and age. And he was like, there's just no hope in that. Like, the guys, you know, we need to see, or at least feel like there's a chance for this person moving forward. So he had them change the script before he agreed to do the movie. And, of course, they made, like, half a dozen more of them. but anyway, it was really powerful. And then when he heard I co-wrote a script, he wanted to read it. Him and his producing partner, Braden Aftergood, who was a good friend of mine. They run Balboa Productions. And they took the script, first draft. They were like, this needs a ton of work. You're going to have to put some time and energy into this. And here's some of our notes. Gathered more notes and just kind of went from there. And eventually got to a place that we felt comfortable sharing it with more people. And then people responded to it. I mean, all those people that are in it, it's because of the story of MVP. It's about the organization, but also it was this authentic script that they felt really spoke to them and kind of told the story in an accurate manner.
And watching this movie, I said that it definitely drew a lot of emotions out of me personally, but my son, he just graduated high school. He was a really good high school athlete, not good enough to be a great college athlete. So now he's trying to decide what he wants to do. And he's pretty sure he wants to enlist. But after seeing the transition from active duty to civilian, it doesn't seem like such a smooth transition when you watch this movie. Would you put your son in the military today?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I mean, people ask me that question about football all the time. You know, would you let your son? I don't have a son yet, but when I do, you know, they say, would you let your child play football? And, you know, the military question is one as well. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, when you join, I mean, you are technically an adult, so it is your decision. I wouldn't discourage it. It wouldn't be something I'd be pitching to my kid, not because I think it's a bad thing. I think it's a great thing. I'm very proud of my service. I would do it again. And for me, it's what I needed. So it just comes down to, like, what does that person need, and what are their intentions behind doing it? You know, why, and what exactly do you want to do in the military? What's important? But the lessons you're going to learn from that, the brotherhood and camaraderie that they'll develop is second to none. But it can be very tough to transition out. And I think the reality is, too, a lot of these people that go in, a lot of these men and women that do enlist, come from tough backgrounds. You know, they come from, a lot of them come from nothing. Or a situation where, you know, they're kind of running from something. And the military is a place they can go and be a part of something greater than themselves and have that sense of purpose and identity that maybe they were missing before they even joined. So you think of it in those terms, and that's a bit of our story in the film, kind of similar if you remember about Zephyr's background there. Like, going into the military, he had, you know, some things that he was dealing with back at home that were very tough, and he ran to the military. And then coming out, to have to go back to that situation, back to that world, after serving at a high level, can be really, really challenging. So that, and everybody's story is different, you know, but that is a common thread with a lot of these stories, that these people left a tough situation, ran into the military, had that family and that purpose, and then dealt with some serious loss. And then they get out and they go back to where they started. And that could be...
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Dear teens out there, like you, I also thought vaping was cool, but I was proven wrong when my life changed entirely. I thought I was going to have the best year with my cheerleading squad, but it's hard to cheer with just one lung. And I thought vaping wouldn't affect the ones I love, but my mom had to give up everything to take care of me. She watched me begin to die next to her.
It's time to talk about vaping. Watch Walker's full story and get the facts at thefactsnow.com.
That can be really tough for a lot of those people.
The movie is called MVP. It comes out this week. Our guest is the big star in the movie, playing the role of Zephyr. His name is Nate Boyer. Before you go, Nate, I have a quick 30-second elevator pitch for you for a show, which I know people probably do this all the time now that you're rubbing elbows with Sly Stallone, but I think this combines everything you've been working on. It's a competition show. It combines American Ninja Warrior with Big Brother and Hard Knocks. So the star of the show, they are former members of the reserves, like Navy, Marines, Army, Air Force. We'll even throw the Coast Guard in there. They all their brands are on this show. And you get to know the competitors' stories, kind of like a Sports Center delivery, 30-30 style. You get it. You get into the emotions of each player playing on the show. We make stars out of these guys. The only difference between Patty Mahomes, like we said, and a decorated soldier is marketing. You could have Jay Glazer on the sideline doing sideline reporting. These guys are competing in physical things and mental things. You could even get some of the handicap vets to do the mental challenges and make it like Big Brother, where there's cameras watching the emotions of them trying to win the real MVP. And we make some stars out of these guys. You see what I'm saying? I think that's what some of these Marines, Army vets, they need. They want that adrenaline. They want that action. I think that you and Jay and Sly could put this show together. What do you think?
All right, I appreciate that. We'll think about it. I'll speak for Jay and Sly. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's cool. I think that's really cool. I am dipping my toes in that world. I just got done. It's early stages, but I just got done hosting a show that's in that vein. It's different, but it's in that vein. But that's not going to be out until next year.
Just one day. Just let me show up and hang out. That's it. Okay. That's all I need.
Okay.